his action and things that he puts into this world. It's just so amazing and a big inspiration for myself and many other people all over the world.
Absolutely.
And he's like a very special brother to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's a brother from another mother, as I like to say, and a very special individual, and we really appreciate him. And yeah, and thank you so much for introducing this for me and you and Mr. Salar.
Thank you.
And thank we thank Charlotte for sharing her us with her audience.
Yes.
Out in China. Big shout out to China. Thank you guys for
Absolutely.
Listening and being with us in these dark times and in the light times too. So anyways, we're going to have to carry on with our program, and coming up next will be with my brother Shkwait Shakhlach. So we'll be right back.
Are you someone or know of someone who is affected by vision loss? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind. From technology training to public awareness to, most importantly, peer support, these are just a few services they offer to help their members achieve their full potential. Come see how we can raise their potential more by visiting ccbbcyukon.com.
All right, we're back, and so we're going to carry on with our program. Coming up next, we'll be speaking with Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And first, we're going to play a song that he picked for us, and it's from Brian Adams out of Maple Ridge, BC. And his song is Cloud Number 9. So let's have a listen to that. We'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
No.
right, we're back. That was Brian Adams and his song Cloud Number 9, and that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shechlech. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, and the big forest fires and the big floods back a few years ago, about 4 years ago, up in the Nicola Valley. So an extreme survivalist and a very big inspiration to many people, including myself. He's one of my personal heroes that I always enjoy to listen to and get words from him because of what he went through. And so thank you so much for joining us, Shkwait. How are you doing?
I'm doing as well as can be. Hopefully getting even better by the day.
Yeah, that was a very beautiful song you picked from Brian Adams. Very special. Cloud Number 9.
Yeah, that's where Dad and our ancestors are.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, up there dancing and rejoicing and looking out for all the rest of us here on Mother Earth. So we do have our subject today is on freedom of speech. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Freedom of speech. Yeah, in a world that is slowly losing, you know, it's a right, a human right. You know, it's not earned, it's just a given. It's like breathing, you know, we don't need permission to breathe. Same with speech. But you know, with all this woke and whatever impinging and crowding us in, you know, it's like freedom of action. You know, we were born, we can do whatever we want, you know, but, you know, it doesn't mean that all actions shouldn't have consequences. You know, look at all the tyrants. Their actions, you know, just because they're allowed to act doesn't mean they can act inappropriately, harm others. You know, it's the same with speech. You know, all speech is okay, you know. You can go in your closet and hate speech all you want. Just don't, you know, broadcast.
Yeah,
and even then, you know, don't even talk to your friends about it because, you know, it spreads. It's like, you know, it's like lymphoma cancer. It spreads. Like any cancer. Yeah. It spreads and gets uncontrollable. And so there's got to be consequences to speech that isn't necessary or needed in society. That's what I think of freedom of speech. You know, it goes right along with freedom of action. You know, we're allowed to do it. You know, if you want to go chop off your finger, go ahead. don't go saying everybody should chop a finger off. You know, especially the one finger salute. As our uncles and dad would say, time for the one finger salute. You know, and even that, you know, is an act of speech, nonverbal speech, but, you know.
Communication, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we can't.
Well, that's very good insight to, you know, freedom of speech and just how it can impact all of us, especially around the world. I really like and enjoy how you brought it out. You know, we all have it, you know, just like we're able to breathe and we have all these other freedoms of actions and stuff. And it's all part of our humanity.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so it's something that we can use to communicate and help each other, spread positivity and human growth, and learn from each other. Just like, you know, I really appreciate you coming on and hearing what you have to say, especially, you know, for all the traumas and things that you had to endure to just be with us now. It's just amazing that you're able to come on and share with us and give us some of the words that helped you survive all those things.
Yeah, it's like I say, hopefully it's all positive.
Mm-hmm.
And as I like to say, quote Oddball, always be with the negativity, Moriarty. Meaning, don't let us be Moriartys and spread negative communication, negative speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I think you guys there on the mic, the guys behind the scene, and the listeners here and abroad, I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week and soon. And just have a great rest of your week and weekday, and get better soon and be on the road soon. And
yes.
And bye for now.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shekhlach from Gwaishkana, BC. And we'll be carrying on the rest of our show here, and we'll be right back.
Anya dreams of becoming the world's greatest chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're here on Free Voices, brought to you by CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Lady Faima and also Charlotte. And but first, we're going to play them a song from Celine Dion, one of the greatest voices coming out of Canada. And this is her song, My Heart Will Go On. So listen and enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back.
One time and last
What a killer voice. Very beautiful, very soft, very gentle. It's what the world needs right now. And we're dedicating that to Lady Fima and Charlotte here. And we'd love to hear some words from both of you. We'll start with you, Lady Fima, on freedom of speech.
Absolutely. Freedom of the speech is the is very powerful stage of the life, of our own life. And through the freedom of the speech, we grow, we learn, and we become educated. And through the freedom of the speech, freedom of the speech is like two wings. Humanity has two wings, and that wings is the freedom of the speech. And this is, those two wings need to fly. Need to fly high and to be landed and to discover the world and communicate. Without the wings, which is the freedom of the speech, we don't grow, we don't learn, we become isolated. Freedom of the speech, it breaks the bully, it breaks discrimination, it breaks retaliation, it breaks the violence, is a very powerful figure of the humanity that they can exercise it and build the community and bring the culture of understanding and building the peace and the harmony through the freedom of the speech. Many countries, some countries, not many, they have obstacles because of the uneducated and mental illness of the leaders that they're running the show, they're running the country because of the symptoms they have. They don't allow the people to have the freedom of the speech. Nothing wrong with the freedom of the speech. We have to exercise it, and we do not have, we shouldn't allow anyone to interfere with that freedom. Mm. We are born free, we live free, and we die free. And however, I do believe that right now, China through is visiting our studio and our talking, our program, through the significant, intelligent, young, graduated a student, Charlotte. I wanted to thank her to bring that awareness to China directly. And we are very appreciative and thankful that we have the listeners across the country, outside of the country, and many countries. Mm. It's such a privilege for me to raise my voice and bring the culture of the harmony and the peace. I wish the love and the peace for all the countries.
Beautiful, beautiful, wonderful words. And we'd love to hear from you, Charlotte, now, and on freedom of speech.
Oh, hello. Yeah, like, I think the freedom of speech is super important, but I do have different understanding of the freedom because the human beings are like very diverse group. So I think we have all different kind of understanding towards to freedom. And I would appreciate that people understand the freedom and express their freedom of voices under certain like principles, but being respectful of other people's freedom or limit. So that's how I would encourage, like, or myself or my friends or the audiences to be responsible for what we say while having the freedom. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if we really guide the things or lead the things to owning based on our own preferences, that would definitely hurt other people. So I would say gaining empathy is mm-hmm. super important, and that's something I've been learning as well. Thank mm. you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, very wise words and very, very direct. And I agree, you know, we have to be responsible with our words and information. And I think it's a good idea to really base it on positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about things that help us expand our mind. I like your words of empathy.
Right.
Yeah, these are things that most of the time we can only gain it from experiencing it. And mm-hmm. then that's how we gain empathy. Yeah, exploring that and getting to that empathy stage, it's very important for the rest of the world
mm-hmm.
to gain that kind of knowledge and put your shoes in the shoes of other people that are going through, you know, tremendous afflictions and traumas. And it'll eventually, if you experience it enough and realize what people are going through, it and if you've gone through the similar things, that's where the empathy comes in, and it can really, really help promote positive growth and human rights,
mm-hmm.
and just give us a good path to follow and remember. And I really want to thank you ladies for joining us. And
you're welcome.
Just, thank you.
Yeah,
for making it to be here.
Yeah. Really making it a very positive, wonderful program. So so we're going to thank the rest of our listeners all over the world for coming and joining us. And we're going to also give the floor over to the next program, which is actually Call Me Negotiator, which is run by Charlotte. So stay tuned for that. And also we have our another producer that I always look forward to hearing is Jacob, and he's the programmer for the Art Show. And he promotes a lot of music, local talent and talent all over. He's a big promoter of the music scene here in Vancouver. And big shout out to him. He's always shouting out to us and when he comes on his show. So we also thank all our staff here with Magnus and Nicole and Conovar and Jesse and Daniel.
Yes.
He's our...
and Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you guys all for listening. And we're going to let you guys go now. And we're going to listen to some Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis and their song, Polly Put the Kettle On. So
wonderful.
Enjoy. Yeah, enjoy, everybody. And come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Listen to Free Voices on 90.1 FM. Bye for now.
Bye-bye, everyone. Good enough, friend. Anybody, pretty about's good enough.